June 4th, 2010, RLRD.
It stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I'd like to welcome you all for the meeting this evening. We had a beautiful day today. And I hope this meeting moves along quickly because we have a couple of commissioners that have to be at different places today. First of all, has everyone had a chance to review the minutes from April and Bill?
No, not at all.
When will the April and May minutes be on the website?
When will they be on? They were just completed this week due to the illness of Rhonda.
Oh, okay.
And so they probably, I mean, we don't actually have our own website.
Well, on the RLRD, that...
On the RLRD, that's a different website. It's not actually...
It's unofficial.
It's an unofficial website.
But that's where I read the minutes. That's my...
Okay, I really couldn't tell you.
We don't know because we have no control.
I mean, I don't know how far they are behind or again.
We didn't have the April 23 minutes to even accept until tonight, okay? All right, I have one change to make. On the second page, last sentence.
Which one?
I'm sorry, it's the April 23rd minutes. On the second page, the last sentence, I made a motion that the cutoff for requests, and that's all requests including docs, including doc transfers, will be by the first of every month. Mm-hmm. And I just would like that reflected in there.
Including doc transfers.
Including doc, yeah, mm-hmm. Everything.
Including doc inspection.
Yeah, doc inspection.
Hi, nice to see you.
Thank you.
You've been away. Thank you.
Has everyone had a chance to review the April minutes?
Yeah.
Okay.
On the first page. Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Okay.
May 21st minutes, the bottom of the first day. Doug discussed the progress he made in regards to working with Heather at the Allegheny County Hazard Mitigation Plan update.
Okay.
Mitigation.
And who's Heather?
She's in charge of it.
Heather
through
Heather Garish. Heather Garish, G-A-R-I-S-H.
necessity.
It's required to declare it off.
Update.
Update.
It's updated.
Right, okay, all right, good.
She's a coordinator on the request.
Oh, it's okay.
Well, Fred's gone.
Well, I still have his name on the, so whoever is replacing him.
Yes. I can't remember the guy's name. Gretchen, Gary, or John, or Gary. She's gone now, so it's in the one.
We also, on that first page of the 21st, I want it noted that I, in fact, was reporting the dam report at the request of Bill Sikorsky. It wasn't me doing that. He asked me if I would give that report.
Okay.
And was there discussion at that time, or was that email?
And the
I... It was email discussion.
The INM is supposed to actually be I ampersand M. It's inspection and maintenance, not an M.
It's supposed to be IAM?
No.
Ampersand.
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 The I and the and maintenance, not INM.
Okay.
It's inspection and maintenance.
Okay, gotcha, okay.
Okay, I'll make a motion that April 23rd's minutes be accepted as amended.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye. Are we done with April?
Yes, sir.
I'll make that same motion for the 21st. You guys all know.
Open forum, the discussion about the policy book being ready for the landowners. It's time for the landowners' picnic. The Landowners Association annual meeting.
Okay. Landowners annual meeting.
Moving on, committee reports, maybe do you have anything to report?
I don't know, I just saw this letter here from the DEC. This is the first time seeing it. Nothing since we did the inspection on May 10th, at which time that's when they made the determination that he would be releasing the funds. I have not read this letter.
It just came in. It just came in.
No, so I haven't. Doug and I, on, what was it, last Wednesday?
This past Wednesday,
had met with a contractor down there on a couple of things that we were reviewing for the safety issues, and actually Doug made the contact, so maybe you want to talk a little bit about that, what you had.
Well, I think I mentioned in our last meeting, it was the first time I'd walked down those stairs to the dam, and actually I've done it twice now. Both times I wanted Mercy Flight to take me back out.
Yeah, thank God for the seat halfway up, right?
Thank God for that seat, and it's more than halfway. But anyhow, Maggie had given me some literature on an outfit that had been at another meeting she'd attended, that among other things they do, they install trams. And it seemed to me that, particularly in inclement weather, the stairs that we have for our dam operators can be very treacherous. I wouldn't want to go down them. In the best of times, I don't want to go down them. The worst of times, you couldn't get me to go down them. But anyway, even when you get to the dam, then they have to go down to the valve houses, and that's yet another trek. And they've got to climb down a ladder to get to the stairs that go down there, and that's probably another 80 steps. Anyway.
What keeps Bobby so slim?
Yeah. Well, I contacted this fellow, and he met with us. He drove out from wherever his office is down there.
Oh, yeah, did he say?
Southern Terry, something. Over by Corning, I think. Anyway, he came, and we took him around, we showed him the situation, and he's going to give us some proposals. And the only reason I think that we should be interested in this is if you look at it from both a safety aspect and also from the aspect that we have some renewable green energy there that we have not tapped into, that we could tap into in terms of the water that's coming out of those valves to generate our own electricity, not only for the dam, but probably put a significant amount of electricity into the grid and get paid for it. Wouldn't that be nice to have RG&E giving us some money again? But anyway, I believe in my research on another of my volunteer projects that there is a couple sources of grant money that would likely pay for, if not all of it, a good portion of combining those into a project with the trams, because they need these trams. I'm finding and talking to Tom Thomas, who was there with us. They have to bring a lot of supplies up and down. Now, I don't know how they do that, but these trams would allow that them to, for example, a 55-gallon barrel of oil has to weigh about 500 pounds. And the trams that we asked them to look into for us would easily do that. So I'm anxious to see, to have something to report back, maybe as early as our next meeting.
Yeah. We've actually used that as part of what we put into the hazard mitigation plan.
And then we get a hazard mitigation plan input, and I made some copies for the commissioners. This was our input. There's one for somebody. Next one. This hazard mitigation plan, the county does it once every 5 years, and they ask for input from all of the municipal entities within Allegheny County, and supposedly, according to someone that I've spoken to a few times, we submitted something once ourselves, although she couldn't find it, and I don't think we can either. But they recognize that we have, this dam has to be part of any hazard plan for the county, because God forbid anything happens to that dam. There's some serious problems from here all the way north to Mount Morris. So this is the input that I provided her. And some of the things that are in here I got from our dam operators that call for some procurements. And I don't know how expensive they are. We'll have to look into them. But one of them is to acquire three upstream flow monitors to measure the water volume entering Rushford Lake from the tributaries that are feeding water in. Last August, according to Tom, the water that was coming in over here was 3 feet higher than the lake, and we didn't know that. If we'd known that earlier, we could have anticipated what happened with all the boats and docks and everything floating down towards the dam. So that's one thing, to see what that, what those would cost. And then another item was a couple of more sirens. There's one siren by the dam, and Tom had it turned on for our listening pleasure this past Wednesday. And you can barely hear it when you're up where we parked our vehicles. If anyone were hiking in the gorge, the chances are, and something happened, in all likelihood, they'd never know it hit them, because they'd never hear that siren. So we're talking about looking into a couple of sirens that perhaps we can operate without having to do any wiring by remote operation. Other than that, the other things...
Can we get on the sirens that we also wanted to put them further downstream so they would actually be into the, in the valley area, Canada, rather than just coming from the dam?
Yeah.
And I would suggest some signage.
I would want absolutely some additional signage. We need to take a cut that way to Yeah, if we could get prices so that we can put it in our 2011 budget.
Yeah.
All the sirens, maybe the...
Which means we have to have competitive bids.
Well, if we, okay, that's fine.
I know,
we
have to do that now, we just need budget numbers.
We just need budget numbers, yes.
Yeah.
Did he get, you talked with him a little bit more after we met. Did he give any indication how soon we would be expecting?
I got the impression within a couple of weeks.
So we may possibly have it before the budget.
Yeah.
So while we're talking about, are you done, Doug?
Yeah.
I know we had some email exchanges from Bill Sikorsky about the hatch project. Mm-hmm. So we need to make a vote on whether we send that. I guess in that email I said we don't have a choice.
Mm-hmm. I mean, what?
The price that they quoted was $15,000. Well, my question was, do we have a retaining, a retainer with them to provide consulting services? And if we do, then that's okay. But if we don't, and this is outside the scope of any consulting they're providing, then we're obligated to bid it.
I think we had one last year or the year before when the grant was rewritten. Remember, Rhonda, when we, no?
We never had a retainer with them.
No.
Okay. So if we
don't have been our engineer of record, and we pay for them what services
when,
we need.
When we need them.
Yeah,
right.
but the same thing is if you have an accounting firm, every few years you send it out to bid and find out if your auditors are, they bid for the business. And if we haven't done that recently, and this is outside any scope of contract that we have with them, then we're obligated to send that project for the what is that, where's the action plan?
Yes, the EAP.
The EAP, which is doing the structural integrity and all of those things of what we're supposed to be working with them. $15,000 says we have to bid it out.
Yeah.
I think so. I'll tell you, my antenna went up and I looked at $2,090 fee for updating the notification flow chart, which I could probably do in about an hour.
But like I said, I did the math on that, and it seems to be around $140 an hour, which probably for an engineering contract is within reason.
Well, they're saying it could take them 15 hours.
Yeah.
But
15 man hours.
I do that on a yearly basis.
It's in fact, I looked at the one they have, and there's just one minor change that I could see. Because it's so up to date.
Thank you. I do that every year.
Yeah.
Why would they charge when that's something I do?
Well, like I say, I agree with Dick. I think that we ought to see what we could do outside.
How soon did we need this?
Our 10% is a waiting.
Yeah.
Well, could we, that's what we're saying, we put it out right now for bid?
We could.
Do we have a...
Well, I think that's what we have to do.
Huh?
I think that's what we have to do. I mean, Bill's got a contract, he's not signed.
Yeah, we better get that out then. Do we have a...
Here's the deal.
Specification?
If you missed the email, when that went down, Bill said, if you want me to put it on the Dodge report and you want me to put it out here, I have no problem doing that, that's up to you guys. And my answer to that was, do we have a contract in place or do we have a retainer relationship with them that would allow us to continue with them? Or if we don't, we don't even have a choice here, we have to do it. Our constitution says we have to bid it.
So who else would be out there that...
We don't know, just let Bill...
It could be somebody from all over New York.
Yeah, right, just let Bill...
Maybe they'll be the lowest bidder in the area.
Right, exactly.
We should put it up.
I've got a couple of names again from the FOA meeting, different engineers that are...
Well, I think that's Bill's job, that's what we're paying him.
You put it in Dodge reports, you don't need, if he's gonna put it in Dodge reports, you don't need to contact anyone else.
Right, so...
They'll just get him right out of Dodge.
I don't think it, is it for the record, you want me to make a motion?
I would.
I'll make the motion that we instruct Bill to go ahead with getting bids for the emergency action plan update.
Second, maybe, all in favor?
Aye.
All right, once he does get those bids, do you want him to come back to us with the bids?
Sure.
Or do you want him to take the lowest bid and go with, come back to us with the lowest bid?
He better come back to us because we probably ought to know what we're dealing with.
Yeah, unless it's a timing issue.
That's what I'm saying.
The email really sort of works, I mean, you know, we got everything we needed, he showed it to us and said, this is what the bill was and the issue just came up. That's really nice, but, holy crap, that's a lot of money.
Are you gonna speak with Bill or is that something?
Yeah, I'll know. Well, I'll email.
Okay, we're all set with the dam then?
Yeah.
Okay, moving on, the legal committee, Doug, you requested that Morat be on, can you add some news for us?
Yes, I talked with our attorney, Joe Miller. He's writing a letter to Roy Bielowitz, who is the attorney for Mark Morris, and advising him that we need a survey, and we need, if the DAC committee hasn't looked at the property already, that they will need to, and certainly after we receive the survey.
Okay.
And then we can respond.
Okay, so as soon as we get the survey, we'll go out there and do our DAC inspection.
Make sure it meets all the qualifications.
Right, okay. Very good. Anything else on the legal?
We had an update.
You have an update?
Email update.
We have a meeting, or actually there's a hearing, June 11th.
Okay.
We mentioned that at the last meeting, but it's still going to take place.
Okay.
And
that's right.
Two lawsuits, the Young's lawsuit and the Gribbins lawsuit.
Okay, that'll put us right into the old business, so we won't have to cover those top two issues in there. But Huttons and Coons, that'll be addressed next Friday. We'll be able to pass out some information if we do get any. Okay, so we'll move on to request.
What a launch report?
Pardon me?
What a launch report?
Sure.
Oh.
Oh, I'm sorry about that.
Staff, we had a little hiccup over the weekend. And I quite frankly can't get to the bottom of it, but I think it was early scheduling that we missed a day. Well, we took in a bunch of money and hopefully there weren't a lot of boats out on there or whatever, but I have let everybody know that I was less than happy about the fact that I was out of town. But everyone seems to be with the program. We have a schedule written and it was filled out. And I know some changes were made and this is what seems to happen on a weekly basis. But I sent out a text message to them on a weekly basis now, like Tuesday or Wednesday, letting them know, and then, like, I was bantered with text messages about all day today, because they were tweaking things around and making it happen, but everyone's with the program now, so.
So you're saying you missed a day?
We missed a day. Got me how I got back, and I'm like, I don't have any money for that day. And then it was like, well, I don't know. And everyone's like, well, I thought we changed that, and people thought they changed back and forth, but.
What day do we miss?
The best laid plans, and we had a conference call on the phone talking about who needed what hours and how we were going to do this whole thing, so.
What day did we miss, so when the hours?
Sunday.
Sunday?
So anyhow, I'm aware of it. It seems to be a total misunderstanding. Everyone's with the program there. So.
Now we're going to pay them every 2 weeks.
Every
second after they like, we'll pay them next week after this weekend's complete. Is that all right with you?
Yeah. I actually have the stuff I was going to bring it for you today, but I walked out after my wife said, "Don't forget it."
Okay.
So. Actually, we can get you that. We can fax something or something for you, right?
Sure.
What do you just fill in an hours thing. Mm-hmm. So we just have to let him know what their hours are. So we're banking at this point.
Hours and dates, so I can keep track.
Yes, right.
Don't you get them right off of the log that they log in?
Yeah. I do approve them. I want to see them all.
Okay. Anything else, Dick? All set?
No, other than
the launch.
I guess I'm okay with this. Doug gave some town authorization to pave there, right?
Fill potholes.
Fill potholes.
Well, they...
they did more than fill potholes.
They repaved the whole road, so I guess I'm okay with that, but is it a town road?
No, actually what happened, Doug had you had a conversation with Michael Brazek, I believe.
Well...
I'll tell you. I mean, I could just tell you where I went after that.
I originally was picking up my boat at R&K Marina, and Scott said that he had mentioned to the Rushford Town Highway that there were potholes, and he asked if he could fill in the potholes, and he said that he would, but then he said he couldn't do it until Mike Abrazek gave the okay.
Right.
We should send him a letter. I mentioned that to you. And you talked to Mike.
Right.
Mike said, you don't need a letter.
Right. Well, I was in the office. I was coming to the office, and Mike Abrazek was up, and I said, well, now I can talk to him. He was talking to one of the inspectors upstairs, and I asked Mike, I said, Mike, can we have that repaired down there? Could we do that? He said, well, really, I would like a letter requesting it, from the board. He said, but I'll tell you what. He says, I will do it. He said, just send us a thank you. But, that's what I would like to do.
They did a great
job.
All they wanted
was to fill
it. Yeah. He had no problem. He said, not a problem at all. He said he would take care of it. But what I would like to do is just send it, to the town.
Back to the launch. I think when we all met there about the break wall, we looked at the drainage that comes from the town through Balcom Beach and the erosion that is there. Right? You remember looking at that? Other than the road.
Right.
Where that erosion is coming up behind where the beginning of the break wall is, and it's going further and further and further and further back.
Right.
So whatever that trash day was, again, the highway superintendent was coming through, and I asked him to take a look at it. So he kind of drove around. Well, we'll make a long story short. Bottom line is, if the town board tells him to repair that, and I says, well, it is the water, it's the town drainage that is causing that erosion. Something should be done. So either we write a letter to the town for that one, or you talk to Mike on that one. Willie says if he hears, if the town board tells him to do it, or the town, whoever tells him to do it, he'll do it. Either that or have the representative maybe bring it up, maybe Deb can bring it up at the town board meeting. It should be addressed at some point.
Okay, we could do them both at once. We could send them a thank you, thank you letter, and at the same time, send them a letter.
Yeah. Because I did mention it to Roland, and he said, well, you know, he says, I see what you mean. Yeah, I don't know how he could see what I meant, because he never got out of the truck, but we've looked at it, and it is definitely erosion there, and that fence come down, and so if we could get that done.
All right, so first of all, you want to make a motion that we send a thank you?
Sure.
Send a thank you for Mike for doing that, for having earned it.
But in the same letter, we can say, there is another issue we'd like your help with, and so, are you going to make the motion?
I'll make it.
I'll second.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye. And that could be ready by, not this Monday, point from Monday.
There's one that came down. Something about money.
Like bank, like deposit? Okay.
How much is spent on sounds?
No, there was another issue.
Don't blame me for this.
There was one other issue.
If you could think about it, we could bring it up tonight, anytime. We'll move on to request right now.
Do we have anything after requests?
We're going to have old business and new business.
Critical.
Well, the old business is really not too much on old business.
Lots of change authorization, old business.
Did the new business, so that was Dick about the top two on the new business?
I mean?
The top two on new business, is that what Dick knows about?
Yeah, Dick and Maggie, I believe that they have a little background on the new business, the top two. Dick, I think you emailed me on one of those.
Yeah.
We did not do an inspection on that.
Oh, you did?
No.
Do you agree with me?
We had no paperwork whatsoever.
Do you agree with me?
Yeah, I agree with you, absolutely, yeah. But if we want to discuss it, we could extend it to the rest of the board.
No, I'm just concerned because I got about 25 minutes here.
Okay. All right, moving on with the request. The first one is William Burchout, and on Old State Road for a new hoist. Dock committee said okay.
I make a motion to be approved.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, Terry Rogers, same way, dock committee said okay.
Motion.
Second.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, Donna and Chet Weir, okay. That was for a break wall, okay, pending the DEC approval, okay. And then they just have they have electric down there, and we looked through the files today, Ron and I and Nancy, and we couldn't find no electrical inspection. They may have one because everything looked new down there, but just so we have it on file, just in case there was something to happen in the future, we would have it on file.
And move the table up till we have it.
Okay. I'll second.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Okay, Gary Chill, Trail 5, okay. The dock committee, they really do not want to make a decision on this. What they said is that, how the dock committee feels is that Gary Chill and the people that are on that dock work it out. It's a community dock that they work it out and they find Mr. Till's spot on that dock, okay? Otherwise, there's four, I don't know. Gary, how many people are down there?
Well,
there's three people,
there are
three
four,
people.
But only three.
Only three use it, okay? Mm-hmm. So if the way that I on my personal feeling is, I know there's only three that use it, so the hope it should be able to work out, right, with the three? With the, they each have a boat, and you have a jet ski.
There's only one boat down there that I know of.
Okay, there's no other boats.
Now Taylor's got part of it. I don't know if he'll be putting his boat in there or not.
Okay, if he did put a boat in, is it going to affect you getting in and out with your jet ski?
Yes, but maybe we should speak with Mr. Taylor because I don't believe he wants a boat down there.
Okay.
I just believe he wants to use the dock. I may stand to be corrected, but I believe that was how it was left last fall.
Right.
You know, I believe that you need to do this as an association. You need to go to the association.
Right.
And you guys need to talk to whoever is in charge of the officers that you elect, or have a general meeting and come to terms down there.
Well, yeah,
it's really out of our...
It started organizing a community...
That's why I'm asking you to go there to make it functional. It's there for a reason. Go that route. If you have a problem, then you come to us.
So you are issuing me a dock permit, but I have to ask them where to put it.
Well, you just can work it out, but you will have a spot.
That's how Dave got his. He went to a community association.
What I'm asking you is,
the association told him he had a spot.
Do I officially have a dock license?
Yes, you do.
If you have a spot and you come to us and you meet the criteria, there's no reason for us not to give it to you.
Yeah, you meet the criteria. Okay, so the main thing is just go on there, talk to Mr. Lotz or whatever, and say, tell him you want
to... Not whatever, it's all people.
All people on the dock. There's four people on
the dock association.
Okay.
Not those three.
Okay.
Everyone in the dock association is going to agree that their charter is going to change so that those people are on. That's what is required.
And see, the way I see it, my opinion is, if they give you a hard time and there's two boats down there that are large boats, and you have a jet ski, I mean, we could just say, well, that dock is only enough to hold four jet skis, and that's it. We could just say there's not enough room for four boats.
But they need to figure it out themselves, and if they have a problem, then they'll come to us, and we'll see if we can't intervene.
No, I think that's fine, but I think the dock, are there guidelines for dock associations or something?
Yeah. Yep. And they have one filed.
Yes.
Now, do we have to get a copy of that, or what?
It's on file here.
Rhonda could
just
give you a copy.
Just like rules and all that information?
They have Constitution and bylaws of an association.
They should have their little elected spokesman, representative, president, whatever.
Okay. And if they have to call a General Assembly to get everyone around a table, then that's what they need to do.
That's fine. I could probably get all this information online, then, can't I?
I don't believe from your association.
No, you can get it from Rhonda.
Or tomorrow, Nancy will be here.
I'll be in the office. Like,
she'll be in the office.
You read a six?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So I don't understand now. You guys are making me go to them. Why did you, in fact, take out my lift and cause all this big
commotion? Because you didn't have a permit for it.
I've been trying since last
July
when you cashed my check.
I understand that.
You have been giving me a runaround, and I've been doing
everything
you asked. Everything.
Gary, you were sent a series of letters. You were sent letters. We have a lot of...
I understand that.
We have a lot of documentation, and you were given a time limit to take your lift out due to the fact that you did not meet the requirements. Everyone in this room has to follow the rules. I have to follow the rules. I have a property.
I understand.
I could not repair docks last year.
But now when it comes down to this, you guys are telling me, well, this isn't our job. It's somebody else's job.
We're saying that it's a community dock.
I want you people to tell me which dock is mine, where I can put my lift.
Has Don Lotz been...
Don Lotz hasn't given me a hard time at all. I've got an agreement with him
that
I'll pay him money.
I have a question. Can I ask the question?
Yes.
Have you paid the money to Don Lotz?
I don't have a dock permit. Why should I pay for something I don't have?
So you have to work with those four people, those four families who are on that dock to come up where they think your placement of that jet ski lift is going to be.
But that's not the entire association.
That's a Trails 5 association.
I know.
One dock on the association.
They all have to get their act together.
Well, they all do have to get their act together, but this is one individual dock.
That's how it happens, right.
That's one individual dock
between
those four.
If you can't come to an agreement by this weekend, let me know, and I will bring the dock committee down there, and we will assign the docks. How's that? Can someone make that motion?
Well, I think that you'll meet that
if
you'll,
they cannot
that
get
you'll
together,
meet with that dock association.
We will meet with them and settle it right there. We will make
And I understand it's a new association, but that's the problem, is they've never had an association down there, and it's a requirement. That they have it, let's make it functional.
See, if we walk down there and tell you to put this lift there, that could be where Don Lotz has already been parking his boat. Why should we take his spot away and give it to you? Work it out amongst your neighbors. Work
I can tell you where Bontempi's had their boat for 30 years, and I'm just renewing their license. I don't understand.
No, you're not renewing their license.
I am.
No, it's not a renewal of their license. You have applied for your own license on district property. That's the way it is.
So when any property is sold, everything is negated and they have to start from zero. When any property is sold down there.
No, that's not necessarily true.
It's a transfer. It's actually a transfer.
That's what I'm saying. Mine was a transfer.
Yeah.
Of a dock that was Bontempi's for 30 years. I purchased the property from them. I transferred the dock rights. And then all hell broke loose and you yanked my everything out of the water.
Was the cell, the correct me if I'm wrong, but you didn't have an updated septic system approval, isn't that the case?
Yeah, and that wasn't requested till last fall.
Yes, last fall that was requested from me. I have the letter.
I understand that, but if that's what held it up, that's why it didn't transfer. Because well, that's the requirement.
I don't think that held it up because we weren't made aware of that until the end, you know, end of the summer, early fall, one of the late meetings.
When did you first put in your request for the license?
July.
July of last year, and you cashed my check August 4th of last year.
I didn't cash your check, the district deposited, and they do have a $25
I've been getting a runaround since August 1st of last year. And I've been breaking my neck trying to get everything done that these people want done. I called, I asked for a few more days because I knew they were coming to put me in a new septic, and you just couldn't wait. You had to yank my thing out and charge me for it. I mean, I've tried. And now here you're giving me the runaround again. I come back here tonight and you're saying I don't have dock privileges.
You do have dock privileges. You're going to be issued your dock license. We'll issue your dock license this evening. That you will have a dock.
And what dock is it going to say I have?
If you cannot come to an agreement with them, I need someone to make a motion. If they can't come to an agreement, we will go down there. A couple commissioners can go down there.
I'll make the motion that they get issued the license to use the dock.
Right.
But I am not going to make a motion ordering where their placement is until we have approval from the other people on the dock, until they have a consensus.
Why not?
Because that's just, I'm just not going to. It's not, I will make the motion.
But it was your job to rip my lift out of the water for no reason. Nobody had a problem with that being there.
Then there shouldn't be any problem with it going back where it belongs then.
Was the lift licensed where it was?
What do you mean licensed?
Did you have a current license for that lift in that spot where it was?
Licensed. By whom? I don't get this.
We're the only one that licensed.
Well, what's
the are the only ones that licensed.
You're asking, you're requesting the license.
I'm guessing that, okay, go ahead.
You're requesting the license tonight. I'm making a motion that we give you the license for the use of that dock. That's a dock for four families. Not saying where you're going to park your boat or put your lift. We don't have a drawing on where the location is.
We've made drawings. You've sent inspectors down there. There's 12-foot wide docks down there that only one family is on. I don't understand why something isn't done here.
Because there are certain situations where people had licenses prior to the district being created, and those licenses continue on. Unfortunately, you don't get the same rights as people prior to the creation of the district. There are some rules that have been changed since that period of time. And if they had not changed those rules, many backlot docks wouldn't have lakefront docking rights anyway.
So you have a motion on the floor?
I had a motion on the floor that we transfer, that we approve the issuance of the license for that dock. I don't know what the dock number is, but I am not asking, I will not.
There's a new number also.
You're asking, yeah, the request is that you are asking where you should place your lift, correct?
No, I'm asking for a dock permit.
We're giving you a dock, we're giving you a dock permit. We're giving you a dock permit for that dock.
But it doesn't, that permit doesn't allow you to put your boat wherever you want to.
Well, I'm not going to bump Dan out, no.
And that's
and he's the only
person
on there.
And what we're trying to say to you that you're not hearing
is that your dock association is the first line that you need to go to make that determination. Don't come here until you've gone through them.
We're saying you can use it.
It's as simple as that.
You're asking where you may place the lift. We're telling you, ask your association where you may place the lift.
I didn't ask you where to place it. I asked you for a dock permit.
And that's what you're
getting. And that's what my motion is.
Here's your dock license.
Thank you.
That's my motion, but it's not telling you where.
I have to copy it.
Okay.
You just got to copy that.
Is it good second?
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay, moving on to Cindy Young. She installed a jet ski lift. The Arts Committee says fine.
After the meeting, I'll pick it up.
Everyone agreed on it. So I need a motion.
I know.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, Merle Arthur, we're just going to table that there until the court decides on different things. And we have to actually find out who has the rights to that property. Okay, Noontide, we're going to approve this, but we're going to leave it up to the dock association to state the size of the boat that he would be able to put in next, into that spot. This was already approved. They already submitted their septic system test.
It was tabled a few months back.
Tabled a few months back.
Because they didn't have the septic.
But today we came to the conclusion that we're going to leave it up to the dock committee for the size of the boat. So the dock
association.
Dock association.
Yeah, I make a motion.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Yeah, Brisky, please, Mike Smith here.
Okay, Brisky, there was three different. There's two different ones. I think we told you to file two different permits or three different permits. I can't remember. But the one was for the trimming of the trees. I need a motion to approve the trimming of the trees. The dock committee went down.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
And the dock committee also approved the electrical line going through. It hasn't been inspected. It hasn't been done yet. But for him to do it, and then we'll need the inspection afterward. So we need a motion to approve it.
So
second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, now for the extension of the porch. We went down there, and I don't think it's going to fly myself.
I think it's going to fly.
Okay.
We deny that.
Okay.
Make the motion that we deny.
With regret. We deny that. Yes. But we've encroached previously, and I'm like,
Well, we don't agree with it, but we're going to table the porch idea for the time being.
I think it will work with stuff there, so. Mm-hmm. Sorry about that.
Well, welcome to the neighborhood.
Did you get a vote on that?
I think it was unanimous.
Yeah, motion. We'll make a motion.
Scott made a motion. We respect your decision, by the way. What's kind of hard for me, at least, to wrap my hands around is when you look at just across there and it's 40 feet and like this, I mean, that's a big footprint. It's still district property and there doesn't seem to be...
To make you feel any better, back on 243, where they're way back, we would vote the same way. So they could have 300 feet in front of them, and the line is the line. And I think the worst part you guys had going is the original cottage was here. A deck is already put, it has been enclosed, and you want to put another deck now that's going out on district property further, and we're like, we got to stop someplace.
We don't tread there.
I understand.
And it's in fairness to everyone. Trust me, we're trying to be equal here. Sorry about that.
Moving on. Mike Smith, there's a tree down in the cove. It's a pine tree. It's been dead for years, and he volunteered to remove it. It's on Lakeshore Drive, and I agree totally that the tree should be removed.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, Robin Yield, Maggie checked that out, and they want to take a tree down.
It's an absolutely dead tree.
Absolutely dead tree, so we have a motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. And, well, there was one other thing, there was one other inspection. I just spoke with Nancy about it, but she's going to take, and Ron and Nancy are going to take care of it. That's the one on Micah Brzezak's property.
Did you find that?
Yeah, Rhonda has the paperwork, but Micah Brzezak needs to submit the application under his name, like we did, they did last time.
Can I make it to lunch, Mayor? I know what the issue was. We were there on Thursday before Memorial Day. And we sort of like tweaked a bunch of people for being there. For being there the Thursday before Memorial Day, because, well, we're all usually there on Friday. And not only have we changed our rules previously, that it's when attended, partly so we can do that, and we had also agreed to some extra hours, and it was actually part of the reason that we were trying to get some extra hours. And it more than pays for itself on a busy, and we were quite busy.
When they show up.
Yes, but the issue that came up with somebody that was whining a little bit about paying was that how come, you're going to hate hearing this, how come the people who launch boats for others launch boats without permits? So, R&K Marina and Tim Allen. And there actually is some meat to this whole discussion. And I actually went down and had a discussion with Scott and Julie about it and said, I hate the fact that I'm here, but let's talk about this. And their feeling was, at first, that it's a little bit of an administrative nightmare. So what I was asking them, if you're going to launch somebody's boat, request to see their launching, you know, permit. And that seemed to be a little bit of an issue, with it, just that, you know, for them to go through that process and stuff. But at the end, they sort of understood the point. And Scott really didn't have a point. He goes, I don't care. I'll charge him $35 to launch the boat if I don't have that permit. And he said, but there's got to be something in it for me. And I said, I don't have a problem with you taking 10% out of it. Just like you do for New York State taxes, you collect the taxes and you get to keep some for the administrative thing. I'm only throwing this on the table because I think it's worthy of some more discussion. It may be a reason of why we even change all of our policies about how we do stickers on boats and things, and we've talked before about maybe we should have, you know, a sticker for landowners and a weekly sticker for people who are renters and things like that. Maybe this is the one of the ways that it goes through. Or that, you know, we ask Scott just as a friendly gesture to say, here's the deal. I know you launch boats on Wednesdays when we're down there, but quite frankly, the people, if in fact they're landowners, why don't you get a launch permit? Get it. And that's my beef. These poor kids are down there, you know, and they will tell you, flat out people, the hardest people to deal with are the landowners in the district. The visitors that come in, they either pay the $35 or they go, adios. They get argument after argument after argument from the landowners that don't play by the game. So I don't see a problem with, if that's what Scott and Tim agree to say, I don't care. They either have a permit or we don't launch it, and charge them $35 and they can do it. Just think about it, folks.
I think that would be something very good. We're going to do it like a fall newsletter before we close up. That would be very good to kind of warn people for the next season.
So that this way here they would get prepared and get their launch passes.
Think about it, because I
think this needs to stay on the agenda.
Yeah. So if you want to keep that on the agenda for the next time, so I'll maybe talk to Tim. I didn't talk to him and say what his take on it is.
Okay. We talked about this in the past. We've had discussions about this many, many times.
Yeah.
And one of the things we talked about was giving a pass to the marinas and just letting them have a pass and they can put as many boats in as they want.
But
instead of giving them such an administrative nightmare. Just because they're businessmen on the lake, and we just said, to, in honor of their fact that they're businessmen on the lake, we'll make it easy for them to do business on the lake. And we just give them a pass that they can...
But the fact that they are businessmen on the lake, they have a documentation of every boat that they're putting in there.
I don't see why they can't just keep a log of who it is that they're putting in.
I actually sort of asked them, that they actually know what they did. It maybe that we just wanted for a year to know how many boats they're launching, who they are, and we could look up and see if they're
residents or not.
Well, see if they're licensed residents. Like, yeah. I don't even have a sticker. I don't know what the hard
part is. Well, the reason we did that is sometimes they launch boats to let people take them out for a test drive.
Right. That's where they gave them the blanket one.
And here's the deal. Mm-hmm. So do we. I was there, and somebody came in, and they didn't have a tag, and he said we were just putting it in to try out the engine.
Yeah.
I don't have a problem with that.
Right.
You know, I mean, we're not unreasonable. Okay, that was it. Okay. Sorry, just sort of...
I think it's a very good idea.
I think it is. There was conversation. I think that needs to stay on the
agenda. I got a question for a minute. Do we have any clue or idea how many boats come in from the campground up the creek?
Oh, and that's where a lot of them come in.
So I'm just thinking, if we're going to start looking at that, we need to figure out...
We already know that. Yeah. That's one of the reasons we've talked about that every boat on the lake has to have some kind of a
sticker.
Like a registration sticker that you have under
car. What they did in the past, okay, when they issued these registration stickers,
they knew who
the owner was, and they knew what dock it was parked at. So when the sheriff or anyone else had a problem with it, they could identify who it was.
Right.
There's some Daryl on the lake terrorizing people in a jet ski last year, but you know what? There's like 14 Daryls on the lake with the jet ski.
Oh, yeah.
They don't know where they're going.
No, I know, but my point is the people coming in from the trailer park and up the creek.
That's all part of taking...
They're not paying a thing.
No, and
so we got to figure that one out.
You look, and those are the boats that are in the water first. They'll take a day off of work to put their boat in on a Monday through Thursday rather than paying $35 to the district to put it in.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, believe me, where I am, I see them all day long.
You don't go up there to look inspect their docks, do you?
No, there's a lot of issues on that.
So,
Charlie, we have met with the DEC on that issue. There's multiple to that. So back to what I was saying, in the past they had the stickers on it, and that was at the request of the sheriff, so that he knew that it was a sticker issued by the lake, you know, by the lake district, or if there was somebody who just came in.
Right.
But then they did away with the stickers, and I don't know why they did away with the stickers. But it was, you filled it out,
because I know that's a problem.
And if you're a visitor for a week, you can come down here and get...
We talked, just like
a beach pass kind of thing. And if you're there for the day, you pay $35 when you launch, and you get a little sticker to take with you for the day.
Well, we even talked about the fact that people who possibly have renters, multiple properties, and they have renters or that... They could buy, if they know they've got people coming in, they can buy them ahead of time and just, people come in, here's your boat sticker, here's your, there's ways around it. There's all sorts of ways to handle it. It's just a matter of being able to implement it with.
And enforce it.
Mm-hmm. And enforce it.
Well, that's the main thing, that's the hardest part.
There's not a sheriff.
Yeah.
Those
poor girls
that
have lunch.
All right. Okay.
Do what Lime Lake did, and that's have a key. Entry.
I'd like to keep that on. I think we should seriously look into that and follow up with that. I would work with you on that, totally.
Not a problem.
Okay. Dr. Joe, everything is pending on that according to the litigation. It's going to be how the judge rules on the other cases. Trail One Sheds is all on hold. Everything's on hold. Earl Merle and Betsy, that's all on hold also. So that's as far as their old business. The locks have been changed in the RLRD office. Right now, we have three keys. Nancy has a key, Rhonda has a key, and Rita has a key upstairs.
For the office?
For the office.
What about the files?
The files, they could not do nothing with the files.
So they did not change the file
cabinets? They did not change the file cabinets.
None of them?
None of them.
Just the door?
Just the doors. And they are looking in for a quote if we wanted to get a punch, a number punch.
Yeah.
And I don't know, he's going to look at two different price ranges for us. One would be for just a regular punch number, and the other one, it would be recorded to who would actually come in and out. So we will be getting our price on that also. If we did go to that system, what he was talking about, approximately $1,200 for the cheaper one.
What about just a sonotrol installation here where you keep the keys the same way, but anyone who has authority, you call?
Well, We could look at it.
Punch in the Sonatrol, that's, you know, we have Sonatrol at the dam.
Right.
I don't know that that would be that expensive. There's a monthly fee on Sonatrol.
And he's going to...
$90 a quarter.
$90 a quarter?
For monitoring.
For the monitoring at the dam.
And another thing is up the upstairs door, you could break the window, you could turn the lock inside and come in. So he's going to put, he's going to install another lock up there. Like that bolt one, then you have the key from both sides. So this way here, they wouldn't be able to do it. Okay, then anyone have any questions? But the only other thing is that now I wanted the board to return this. If we ordered three keys, well, we can order as many keys as we want. I think they're only like $8 a key. But I don't know how many keys the board would like to have out. Or who they want to.
Well, I'll tell you, I got a call that there was a letter here for me, and I came to get it, and I couldn't get in the door.
Well, this is what I want the board to decide. I wasn't going to make that decision on my own. I feel it's a board decision to who should have keys.
I think maybe one commissioner may have a key just in case something happens that's an emergency that we need to get in.
Well, then I suggest that we give it to the chair.
Well, he's already got it.
Oh, I don't have a key. No, mine was, I gave mine to Rhonda, and Rhonda gave it to Rita. I don't have a key.
Yeah, that's fine.
Makes sense to me.
Yeah, okay. So let's do that.
Okay, so let's order one more key. Okay, very good. Okay.
And maybe you pass that off when you leave.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, you couldn't get into the file cabinets because you didn't have it. They were the old keys, you just didn't have.
Right, okay. Right. I just thought of something though. Bill Sikorsky usually has a key, so he can get in and review any of the information about the dam when he needs to, or if they have a surprise inspection,
or ask Rita. We could authorize Rita to.
Yeah, Rita would be here.
I don't think we need to have Bill Sikorsky going to Rita to get to let her. I mean, they're not here on Wednesday afternoon. She's not here weekends.
Well, what I was thinking is sometimes he comes down late in the evening and he lets himself in to plan out bids or do whatever he has to do. It's just a thought.
I could have a motion on the floor to authorize Bill to order an extra key for Bill Sikorsky. I have a motion.
I'll move.
And second? All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. So I'll just order two keys. All right. Okay, I just, he's doing the new person that we hire, Ricky Francis, is doing an excellent job down at the dam with all the mowing. I know he's very particular with his work, so.
Okay, we jumped over this Larry Cole.
Yeah. Oh, Larry Cole, okay, now why is it that, I already talked to Nancy about it and Rhonda.
Yeah, but.
I'm going to let you know, okay, I just skipped over it, but that was when we did an inspection on the MMB dock.
Yes.
That there was a letter that has to go out to repair the entranceway, the stairway to the dock. So Nancy knows and Rhonda knows, and Nancy, I believe, is going to draw the letter up tomorrow. Okay.
That was from.
A couple
last
months there.
Whenever we went and looked at that one? Okay.
Okay, just so.
That's a community dock.
Yeah, it's a community dock.
This is the thing I made up in the last meeting for the minutes.
We're going to move to the new business now. Mary and Jane Kelly, Glen Road. And I think Dick may know something about this one.
Can I just bring up one thing before you get to that? It's new business, but I don't know quite what we should do about it or how to handle it. Does anybody know of a competition jet skier on a stand-up, all-solid black jet ski on the lake? Anybody know who he may be? There was a guy out there yesterday, out there in front of the guys who were fishing on Balcombe Beach, and he was hot-dogging it like crazy. And there was no numbers. Well, you couldn't see any numbers. It was all black. And I mean, this guy was
black.
It was all black and there was no numbers. Well, apparently the numbers were under the running board fin type thing where your feet go because it's one of them stand-ups. Well, I got to tell you, this guy was awfully indignant. I mean, he was riding this thing backwards, and yes, he may be a competition skier, okay, but he was totally obnoxious when I approached him because I was there with the fishermen thinking about throwing in a line. And he was out there like a fool. He was actually literally riding it backwards. He was jumping up and he was going down. He was riding it backwards and shooting out of his exhaust like a plume 40 feet up in the air. And when I asked him about you know, no numbers on the boat. Oh, they didn't want to hear anything. They're not doing anything wrong. His father was real indignant. I asked the name. He said it, it was not a name that I recognized, so I can only imagine that he may be one of the tenants in one of the trailer parks, because it was not somebody within the district. They got it in the back of the boat. It wasn't even on a trailer. So once they got it in the boat, you couldn't even identify the numbers. But I just, if anybody sees this guy out there, I mean, he made it sound like everybody on the lake knows him, and the sheriffs know him, and I know all the sheriffs, and I'm like, that doesn't mean you can be out here acting like a fool.
I would, if I seen him out there,
I got his license plate number, and I will discuss it with the sheriffs in Belmont tomorrow when I'm there for the boater safety course. I'll ask Randy about it, just to follow up on it. Granted, it was in the middle of the week, but I mean, you know, this guy was absolutely going crazy. He was out there by himself. There was nobody out there with him. And all I could think, it was a black jet ski. There's no numbers on it. And when I brought up the fact that most of the complaints on the traffic on the lake is the hot dogging jet skiers and the people who don't stay 100 feet from shore, I told him how we get a lot of complaints, especially on the weekends with traffic. And the father was like, even if it was a weekend, there's nothing we're doing that's illegal. And I'm like, whatever. But I'm telling you, the guy was crazy. But I never heard of him. I mean, so if there's some jets, he said he didn't have the numbers there because that's where all of his sponsor stickers were going to go. Fine. Just keep an eye out for him because he's out there being crazy.
I would follow up with the sheriff.
I will tomorrow.
Get him the next time. He didn't want to hear
it. Go ahead. I'm done.
Mary Jane.
Mary Jane. Go, Dick.
Well, I don't know where we're going. You guys are concerned about a road.
Yeah, we have something from the assessor's office. We kind of made copies for it. Basically, down at the end, as Glen Road comes down, goes around in front of our, we have a piece of property down there, and it is this lakefront property. 1450 comes and butts right into it. There's an abandoned road there, and we did make some copies. You can pass it around. The highlighted area would be the abandoned road right here. So this is the 1450 line that comes. This is our piece of property here with our dock out here. We just want to know if it's an abandoned road. I believe it's on the tax rolls, but it doesn't have a number, so there's no taxes on it. Seeing that 1450 runs into it, I would think that would be Lake District property because you have everything from 1450 down. Mm-hmm. So we just would like... We went to the town assessors and got this. And I also have a...
Read the first page.
Yeah, if you read the first page on that. I also have our survey for it. Basically, we just think that it should be your property or your road.
How does he make the determination that it's a public right-of-way?
Yeah. We don't know any name. We have no idea on it, but
I already told him. I don't believe anything he says, I don't believe anything.
Well, because very often when a road is abandoned, it returns back to the original owner, and I think, isn't that the old state highway?
It is the old county highway.
County highway.
Correct.
Before we go any further, what is it you're looking for?
I want to make sure that it doesn't all of a sudden, because it is on the tax roll, that it's an abandoned road, someone could buy it. If someone could buy it, that would become a problem.
You need to check with the town.
Although it does say a public...
Mike Brazek, because I think this came up at a town board meeting.
Well, the town is the road coming down, which is Glen Road.
I believe Glen Road is a county road up there.
Well, and I spoke with our lawyer a couple times this week about this, and that's still up in the air.
Who really owns this
Glen Road coming
down? The deal, as I understand it, is, and you and I have spoken on this, I believe, is that when I don't, but understand, I'm not believing anything that's coming out of the town or county.
I don't know what their interest
necessarily
is.
I mean, it's their interpretation of
these windows decided.
Right.
They don't want to be shut off.
I'll show you why. There it is.
Yeah, nobody does anything. It's a band. What did you say?
This is our two pieces up here. This is our piece here. This is our dock. These lines down. The road goes through here. Here's the 14th and 50th. You take care of everything. 14th and 50th down. If someone decides, because it's not a tax road, it doesn't have a number. It's a paying road. All of a sudden, someone, well, I'll buy that. That becomes a real problem.
And then part of the question was, because it's below the 14th, 50th, is ours. And I go, I don't know. But
we don't know, right?
We don't know. My question is, did RG&E own it? If RG&E didn't own it, then it was never conveyed to us.
So it definitely was the old county road.
But RG&E may not have owned it at that point.
Yeah, but see, I think that what happened, and I think you're right that it should be our district property.
Right.
Because when RG&E decided they were building the lake.
Correct.
They accepted all of this and moved the roads and paid to have the roads. Is that right? That right?
Yeah.
No, when RG&E built the lake and acquired all the properties, they, and the county and the state, Old State Road, whatever, those roads were abandoned, but part of that whole thing was Rochester Gas and Electric acquired and put in or relocated Route 243 rather than it coming through the lake. That was all part of the thing. They had to cover that. So I would think that it... This literally goes on right to the water from the 14th and 50th.
Well, isn't that where the old bridge cross and then cut over and come out like the dock?
I would, Glen Road coming up, because those people didn't have access.
They were landlocked.
So that's why the county bought that road up Glen Road until it hit the county. That section left county put in to keep them from being landlocked from the bridge.
Okay, why don't we do that?
Right. Right.
Here's my take on this.
I think that's a great idea.
She's Mary Jane.
Mary Jane and I had this conversation. As far as I'm concerned, this is...
All right, ladies and gentlemen.
This is what we do in other situations. We don't pay for surveys. We're not going to pay for surveys. I believe they need to have a professional do a title search on it.
Yep.
If it comes back that it's not our property and the town wants to give it to us for $1 or something, that's fine. But if the title search comes up and it says that you're part of the charter gave us all the way to that 1450, then I don't know why the county doesn't say that's our property. But we're not going to pay to do that.
What I would suggest is that you talk to Michael Grayson, the town supervisor first, and then go from there whether or not you want to get a title search, because it's going to cost.
But I don't think Mike is not going to know the answer to it.
Yes, he is.
No, he is not.
Doug made a suggestion that maybe you see Dave Pullen. He may know. He may have some...
Well, I'm working with Tony George, who...
Oh, good.
Yeah.
That's very well.
Dave's office.
That's a Pullen.
But the town pulled me in on this, and because they didn't know who built the road. And I told them the same thing you just said. The county didn't want it, so they forced it over. The town finally said, well, we'll take it. They didn't care anything about it. It was a wine part of it.
That's true.
But they took it, and then they kept the hill and abandoned the lower part. That's what I know.
The town kept the hill and abandoned the lower part.
Yes.
But all I'm suggesting is the only way they're going to find out for sure.
This letter was generated because we have a property listed next door to them. And I asked Brandon walk down 49 stairs, could they have access around there over to their dock? They said, yes, that's a public access road. And they sent me that letter and the explanation and the map.
Which is how Zoms get down to there.
Yeah.
Correct. And a lot of people do.
Right. It's just further around.
Yeah, Zoms actually own that, the land that takes it legal to them.
So
and
the whole...
And they own on the other side of the road also.
The other side of their house. It's not way to top of the range.
So maybe the only question before us is if we find that the town owns it and wants to give it to us, will we accept it?
If it's the 1450 and below, we would accept it. We don't want
to... And here's the deal. I believe what Maggie said was true. Is just like from Candy and Dia, when Mill Road goes right into the lake, well, isn't where the 1450, even though the road went into the lake, don't we own that?
The 1450.
I'm guessing that's the case at the other side, but I can't sit here and say that's the case.
Right.
So well, the survey shows the 1450 coming right into that road.
I understand that. And we own the lake bed.
Correct.
And is that part of the lake bed? I sort of think so, but I can't sit here and know that. And I mean, this question the town's saying it's for the county owns it. Well, I'm guessing we own it, but I can't tell you that until you do the research. And we're not going to spend the time or the energy or money to research it. Have fun.
Oh, no. And I'm not asking you to spend your time or your money. I'm asking you to spend some time with me because that's why you're here.
Well, and
okay,
I think that'd be a real concern if
that's first off.
Yeah.
Second of all is... I do have a survey that shows this, that shows the 1450 coming in. It's very clear that the Lake District owns the 1450 down.
Does the survey show that?
Yes.
I believe that's true. No, the survey, but the town is saying that it's a county-owned road below the...
No, it's not. They're saying that it's an abandoned road.
Define abandoned.
I think your advice about the title insurance is good because we just bought at the end of Old State Road. Long story made short.
And it's really pretty much the same road that kind of wound up and around.
There was a nasty lawsuit that went on for 10 years between the...
Oh, no.
No, but because of that exact thing.
It's
because of that exact thing.
Used to be 243.
We got ready to close. Our attorney said, stop. Not going anywhere if you have title insurance. If a title insurance says you've got ingress, egress, it's yours, then you're at least insured for the value of your property.
My guess is that it is our property, that it's below the 1450 and we own it.
Right, okay. So,
but it's on the tax rolls right now as county owned. So who's right? I don't know.
And a lot of them don't have documents going back that far to say for sure who it was abandoned to and who accepted it.
There's actually a lot of roads that the town's taking, maintaining that was never really accepted, and then there's roads that they just gave up.
We need to hear there is New York State law that says
say?
What did they... We need
yeah,
to hear
they cannot
define
deny,
abandoned
right.
road. Well, they define abandoned roads and accepted roads. And all
I don't think the town
research
is going
to...
The town seems just going there.
You've got to dig into it pretty heavily.
Right. That's right. You've
got to
ask the question.
You have to ask it all the information you can.
Yeah, no.
Get all the information you can, and then we'll come back.
I'm doing some research. If we get the information... And it's clear that it's,
district
on that 1450, it's district property.
I think that's what you're doing.
That's all I want.
Yeah, right.
And then you just say, yep.
But then no one else can have a...
Especially since you're putting so much into your place, you don't want
yeah.
to have it, like...
exactly.
You do all that, if you can do that research, we will work with you. And
okay.
Hopefully it is our...
Well, yeah, I'm assuming it is. I would assume it is.
I'll check. Yeah.
Okay.
I'll be more than happy to help you out if you need to go see someone or...
Okay.
I'll see you. I'll be more
than happy. No, that's great. No problem.
Okay.
I'll help you if you need
to go see someone or if you need our...
Okay.
I'll be with you.
Thank you.
Yes.
You're welcome.
Yes.
As far as reverting back to the original owner,
I won't be here.
I don't know when the road was built. It was the only road in the area originally.
And you're looking at me like I know?
I remember that.
I wasn't insinuating anything.
And our one document that I think 1934 and 1935 is when they were saying statements.
Well, the road was there way before the lake.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that was
back
in the 1800s.
I was going to say, late
1800s. It's the only road in the area.
It should be on record somewhere.
We'll find it.
Happy hunter with Joe
Barber.
Okay, we're going to move on to Joe Barber. Do you know, Maggie, anything about Joe Barber? I didn't know.
Thank you guys for the call. You all do it all the time. You spend and take my cell phone calls. It's kind of a panic. I have a couple questions, though. I don't necessarily necessarily go by a lot of some of the properties that we own, my dad owns, actually. And it's neighbors that put some electrical work down. They're asking for your permission to do it, but they put it over on my dad. They knew the plans were. I happen to see it. We talked, and we're supposedly agreed about it. He's going to remove it. But also his jet ski dock.
Right.
In front of where our frontage should be, our access. And how do you deter that, maybe in the future, since we're talking about those kind of things? Should you be thinking about if somebody's asking for a permit to do something, shouldn't you call in the neighbors on either side, kind of like you do?
Well, actually, when we go down there, when someone puts an application in for a jet ski permit, they have to be 5 foot or four, a boat, or a dock.
But you take their word for it. You don't have the neighbors on.
Yeah, that's how we got that. No, we didn't, because with Caruso, we gave them the permission.
And then they put it in the wrong spot.
Well,
yes.
Did he tell us that this 8 foot strip, or however wide it is, when we were there, he didn't say, you know, if we're looking at his frontage compared to the neighbor's frontage, which is Roach's, and you see all this 8 foot of green space between it, you kind of assume that they're both within our policy. But they are both encroaching on the 8 foot strip that Barbara owns. So we kind of are relying on, and I'm not insinuating that they weren't honest with it, okay? And maybe he just didn't even pay attention to it, I don't know. But when we approved him for the electric, it was like coming from his house and going right down to the water, to the center, to the post. That's fine. But when he dug it, he did encroach over to the strip. So we know where all the 25 and the 50 foot right-of-ways are, but, and this isn't even a right-of-way, right? It's not a right-of-way, it's access for barbers. So I saw him about 5 and asked him, and he said he had already moved it.
Which I wanted to get to his neighbors, and we did, and everything was resolved. But my point is, in the future, and I understand that the dock committees have their, and the, whoever and, does electrical inspections, you're relying on everybody on it and all that, and know what they're doing, but would it hold things up worse if the neighbors were involved? You know, like when we're asking for variances and those kind of things?
Yeah, we could,
the town,
I mean, that's
or
something we could look into.
Or you guys could think about maybe, because if that didn't happen, and I didn't know that was going on, later on down the road, we have problems, and then we have to come here, and then it takes forever to resolve them, and it's cold.
On these requests, we ask for neighboring dock information.
But you don't notify the neighboring people who might have
talked. That hasn't been the policy, but we have talked about doing that.
But that's a good idea. That is really a good idea. I mean, that they could sign off after the project is complete, that when you bring in your final application or whoever installs a jet ski or whatever it may be,
Well, I don't think it would be signing off after it's complete. It's agreeing with the placement of these things even prior to the...
Right, I understand that, but if they could sign whatever, you know, whatever it is, but when the person actually puts the lift, then they could put it in the wrong spot. So I would say the project
is complete. Well, and that too is part, we rely on the integrity.
And then this way here, we would know when they brought it back to the secretary that if both neighbors did sign off, that's something that we could actually put in our application.
I mean, in some ways, I know that it would deter a lot of things from happening, but then it would deter a lot of later issues.
Yeah, but I don't know.
Surveys?
Huh?
Why you're asking for
surveys?
Yeah, but the surveys, remember, the surveys are only for the property that they own, not for the extension of the lines down to the water. And, you know, we've got many areas where, well, there's Mount Balcom Beach, 100 foot of frontage, and they get 25 foot of usage on the lake.
Nothing straight on Balcom Beach.
Minus 50 foot straight down. That's Willow Bay.
Oh, but thank you. I think that's very good for us. I think that's something for us to do.
Just specifically to Caruso, in case anything, what happens if you don't want I be notified of a final inspection so I could say, you know, yeah, here we're the pen, you know, we know, because we know where. At least we did, as long as we pulled them.
Well, he said he moved it. I wouldn't know where they are.
He did move. He said he moved the electric line back onto his, and he said he just did it because it was easier that way. It was
probably given no attention to the fact that...
But now has the jet ski lift been moved yet?
I don't know.
Okay, well, why don't you call me and let me know? And if not, then I can make a visit down and I'll speak with the person.
Well,
I'll call.
I think they'll do it, but I'm just wondering about, you know, I just don't
want to... How do we know it's finalized?
I don't want to go... Yeah, if it gets finalized, then it becomes a legal issue for us.
Well, isn't the dock committee supposed to do a final inspection on these things?
Yes.
So, do a final inspection.
So, right, what we'll have to do is once the paperwork is all... You know, I mean, once we do approve it, what we should do is have on our application, when your project is completed, to hand in the final application, and then we can have a, then we can go out.
Can we be included in that, though? Because it's kind of sudden, like you're worried they do it, and I don't know if you did it or not, or, you know, is there some way to be included?
Well, what we can do is we can notify, as long as our secretary knows, once we do that final inspection, that you want to be notified, and I'm sure...
Well, we'd like to meet right down there with Joe. We're neighbors. We just mention them that way. It's something right now, and it's not something that's going to be a problem later.
So we need to have, his electrical inspection done anyway. I don't think we've gotten that yet. And there should be the final inspection. I know that you guys brought the jet ski up. The jet ski lifts up when we were there on the original inspection. So when will you be doing next inspections?
I would like to do the fact that if Micah Brezak does get that one inspection, I mean, his paperwork in before the next meeting, because they did have that in for a couple of months, I would like to do that one inspection. And then I don't know if he'll be ready, if the job will be complete in your area with the electrical and the jet ski, if it's going to be moved or not. But I mean, if we could do it for our next inspection before our next meeting.
Do you want to flag that, Rhonda, there, so that, because we are waiting for his electrical inspection.
Right.
Well, now it might take longer, because I don't know if he put it back, he had a touch in for it. I don't know if he did it by hand after he pulled it up or not. He put it back on his, I don't know.
Yeah, and he was doing his boat. I think he was going fishing in Canada or something, so I don't even know if he's going to be gone for a while, right?
I think so.
So we just want to make sure that those two things are followed up.
Okay, so when it's complete, notify us, and then we'll notify Jill.
Can I just throw one quick little thing out for you guys then, Ponder? I have to bet that 3/4 of the people do not send back completion.
Oh,
alright, so consequently, for you guys and or the dock committee to go out and do an inspection, you know, I think you've got to ensure that everybody gets a permit and sends a permit back or their work request back when they're completed. Otherwise, who's going to know? You can't go willy-nilly out there.
No, you're right.
So you have to know, and...
We can't
issue. I mean, I've been on for, I don't know, but I'm going to say pushing 3 years now, and we've never done an inspection after an inspection after an inspection.
Right.
We've done inspections and inspections.
But we've never done
one. But we've never done one for completion, except a couple of them by accident, because we were right there.
No, but it's true. It's true.
I'm serious.
You're
right.
Right.
So,
there has to be something in the system that these folks are required to bring that license, that work permit, whatever you want to call it, bring it back in, showing that they have completed their business.
And then we go for the final inspection, then issue the license.
And then issue the license.
So after the
whatever that particular inspection thing is for.
You don't issue the license.
Hold on to the final inspection.
Right.
See, I like
that's
that.
Going to have to be our
hold a deposit.
Pardon me?
Hold a deposit.
Financial incentive.
Yep, they'll come back. Hold a $150 deposit.
Until the final inspection, we do not issue a license.
$100 deposit. They'll come back.
See,
I guarantee that they'll get the docs done and want your inspection quick.
Unless they don't want to know where it is.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Then they'll forego the $150 for that case.
Well, put it in the deposit. I don't know.
Okay.
Most people will go and do it.
Well, and if we're sitting on $150 in escrow for somebody for that kind of...
I think that's something that doc committee is going to work on. We're going to work on that, Mike. For the final inspection, I'll work on that.
And Bill's going, oh, that's going to be an accounting nightmare.
Oh, no, I'm just thinking of when Doug and I get going on this like manager's job, because that's what you need.
And
you're going to have different people on these doc committees forever and ever.
Yeah.
You need one person that knows this like the back of his hand, and can be the lake manager and oversee this whole thing.
That's what we're working on.
Two position descriptions now.
Oh, it's too late.
Okay, Doug.
We're working.
Doug is working on the lake manager.
We've been a little under the weather since the last meeting, so we haven't had a meeting.
Okay.
I wasn't even going to be here tonight.
You
I wouldn't miss this one for anything.
Hey, we're, this is just good times.
How was that Saturday?
You bring such joy to the meetings, Doug, you really do.
Reminds me of Marv Levy's old comment, where would you rather be than right here?
Right now. Exactly.
Yeah, but he was at the Super Bowl, Doug.
But after the Super Bowl, he didn't say that.
Yeah, where's Marv when you need him?
Okay.
Well, the other thing, we kicked around a few times, is we had, I think we got a price, it was an ugly amount of money, but getting the whole lake surveyed for us.
Right, yeah. There was approximately $30,000.
And then when you have a situation like this, you've got a survey of the whole thing. So if you go over to Caruso and Roach, you're going to know that there's an 8-foot right-of-way
in there. Right, right. See, that's what we've talked about.
Well, I thought that we were 95% complete in there for $700. We were going to have copies of...
Well, I'm just referring to the fact we got a quote, I think it was like $35,000 they wanted to...
30.
That was from Ball.
Yeah.
That
excuse
was from,
me?
From James.
Well, yeah. We're going to have to put that up in Dodge, too, then.
See, that no, that was another thing, is that I think that, and I did speak with Jim Ball about that, and we could do this in like a two-year period, two different budgets, to have the whole lake surveyed.
You'd have,
but we'd
you'd
still
have your
have
part
out
done?
For,
no, I understand that. We would have
no,
to, absolutely. We would have to put it up with one.
Here's
we did go with that.
You have
it on the
computer?
Print
out that section?
Some meeting
might not be looking at the budget for this. What'd be wrong with that?
Yeah. Phil?
What's that?
Didn't we have, commissioners, a year or two ago, we have something in the budget for... Or
we talked.
No, we had the guy come in, and it was I thought it was $35,000.
I thought it was
it was an ugly amount of money.
I thought it was that time, but we can split it up and maybe put half in the budget for this coming year and half for the next year.
I mean, could I suppose you could get that on a computer, couldn't you? And you wanted just a, like someone's doing the dock inspection or some kind of a. Of an on-site, you could print out that, just that section. Take it out, you give it to your dock committee, and they take it out there, and they've got it all.
See, the people are supposed to be providing us with that.
Right. Yeah, but I there's some people don't, if the property's changed hands, they might not even know that little 8-foot right-of-way exists. It's possible that they might not know.
I think we should look.
We do an awful lot of inspection.
At least do half and half. We'll have to put it out for bid first.
Well, no, we could just put it in the budget, then put it out for bid.
Right, we could
but
put
you're
it either
right,
way.
We know the long tournament. Part.
Right, but if we can get a few quotes, well, it's kind of late. I mean,
no,
not late.
No.
Put it in the budget first.
Put it in the budget first.
Okay.
Yeah. That's the first step.
Okay. Okay, moving on, ATVs and golf carts on Lake District property. I just wanted to let you know about an accident that happened. It was last week. My neighbor, she was at a picnic, and there was a little girl, 11 years old, driving a golf cart. Did you hear about it? I don't know, either way you're shaking your head,
no,
I don't
know. No, but I've seen a lot of young kids.
Well, anyway,
the mother
was next to her, and there were three people on the back. She was going down a stone road, and all our roads are stone now around here, like on Parkside and all that. They just refinished them. She was going down, flipped the golf cart. Three people ended up in the ditch. The little girl broke her arm. The mother broke her neck. And her brother broke his, they think he broke, there was a report that day, broke his back. And the two other ones had broken legs in that, from golf carts.
Oh, boy.
So, there were three different ambulances, and they had to wait like an hour and a half for a third one to get there to take the ones that weren't so serious.
Where was the parent? I'm sorry.
The parent was right next to the little girl who was driving. I know, but I'm just saying.
The one that broke her neck.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Why wasn't she driving the golf cart?
Yeah. Well, this is the problem. This happens around the lake. But what I'm kind of worried about is what would happen if this happened on district property?
Yeah.
And I don't know if we have any rules for that right now. You know what I mean? But it does happen.
Well,
things
we do have the resolution that says no ATVs on district property or in the lake bed.
No, I understand.
But who's going to enforce it?
Well, this is the thing. See, I'll be perfectly honest with you. A couple of years ago, Gary Clinton told me, he told us, you know, we were on a golf cart. My grandkids, and he came over to my house, and he told me, he said, they are not to drive that golf cart. They're too young to be driving that golf cart. And I told my grandkids, that was it. That was the last time they drove the golf cart.
Well, now, that's it. I would be responsible. State rules and regulations are on this type of thing?
It's the same as a motor vehicle.
Yeah.
Your golf cart has to be roadworthy and you're supposed to be licensed.
Yeah.
But it does happen to run along the road.
There isn't any, it's just as simple as that.
Golf carts too?
Roadworthy and licensed.
You mean like a driver's license?
I mean, I go down there like in my area.
Horn, roadworthy and licensed. It's the same, it's just as simple as that.
For those of us that like our golf carts and things, it behooves us to be. You're much better.
What would happen? Would we be responsible? That's my question.
You're much better off having a resolution that says they're forbidden than to, on district property, than to try to rewrite the resolution to say something like you must be 16 years old.
Yeah, we don't.
And have an operator's license. You don't want that.
No, I understand. And you're just forbidden. Even on the main road, you're taking a chance because if you hit another car and you're driving.
We don't have any authority.
No, I know, but I'm just saying, we're all taking, I do it myself. I can't say I haven't because I have used our golf cart to go down the main road, to go down by our dock, you know what I mean? And I'm just as guilty as everyone else. I mean, there's a lot of liability. So that's something that we have to write up.
Yeah.
Take care of that.
Well, they love to zip around Westlake Road and up our way in the ATVs and the golf carts. And some of them are going way too fast, the ATVs and stuff.
And all it takes is one, like that accident last week is what made me suffer. Okay, we're going to move on to our next, jumping off the bridge by the beach. I know we've talked about this before, but
There is a resolution.
There is
an idea.
Right, but Rushford, ladies and gentlemen.
There is a resolution from Rushford also.
There is one for the jumping.
Yes, for both of them.
All right, as long as there isn't, what we need for them to notify the county, or can we notify the county?
It's done.
So it's going to be posted there?
I don't know if they're going to post it. I think they're looking for us to post it.
Okay, well then.
Anyway, I talked with the sheriff deputies this past weekend. Mm-hmm. They were bringing their boat in, and I was taking my boat in at the same time. And I asked them if they were aware of the resolution from the town of Canadia, because I was familiar with that one. And I told them a little bit about it, and they said, no, I don't know anything about it. So the next day, they stopped at my house and asked for a copy of it, which I gave them. And they were most appreciative because they said they've always been reluctant to issue a ticket mm-hmm. to these people, mostly kids, mm-hmm. jumping off the bridge, etc., because the only tickets they could give them were for criminal trespass.
Mm-hmm. A little extreme.
And they thought that was extreme. But now, with this new resolution, It's not a criminal trespass. It's a ticketing. It's a $100 fine.
Right. Simple trespass.
Yeah. And it brings in the parents too if they're underage.
Right.
$100, and if it's more than once, up to $300. So, mm-hmm. They plan to start using that and issuing tickets. But I couldn't tell them about the town of Rushford.
No, they had one on the books for a long time.
Yeah.
So we have to have a sign made up, right?
Yes.
Okay. But I know.
Want me to take care of that?
Can we find out?
A sign made up.
Okay. When Rushford's was passed, because you're talking, the Canadia was just passed, right?
Yes,
that's part of the just passed one.
Just a few months ago.
The Rushford one is not the.
It's in the air there.
Get the date. The Maggie would want that. Micah would say, find out the date.
Well, I'm just trying to resolve as to whether it's the same as what Canadia just passed or if you're going way back. Because I know the voting law talks about the dam.
I think
area.
It was in the 90s.
The navigation law in the 90s
well, did you
talks
want to
about the dam.
Why don't you take care of that with Mike? Because of the meeting.
All right.
Well, the sign
and
should
then
get the ordinance.
And then I'll have the sign made up.
Yeah.
The sign has to mention the town ordinance.
Well, that's well, no, for it to be official.
Right.
Somebody used to talk to Deputy Hannon because he called me and he said the county, the Public Works Department, is willing to place signs.
Oh,
good.
He wanted to know if there was ordinances from both towns. Mm-hmm. I went up and checked with Rita and she couldn't find one.
She couldn't find it?
We thought there was one,
Mike
but she couldn't
me
find
one.
It's in our annex.
Yeah, we thought there was.
I thought it was, but it refers to the jumping off the dam, the top or the...
No, it referred to jumping off the bridge when we did the...
It was a bridge. Yeah, because the dam...
I think we put it in our policy, or it's in our policy, but it's not a town ordinance, a town law.
Because I've read it somewhere.
I know I read it somewhere too, and I went through the navigation laws today because I thought that's where I found it.
Me too.
All right,
maybe
so
we can ask Rita to dig further or something.
Or maybe just ask them for a, because we can't find the actual, even though we thought it was, I know Jenny, I know when we were going through the ad hoc committee was going through all that stuff.
It's in there.
Yep, that's what I thought.
That'd be, like I said, it may be in there under our policies, but if the town of Rushford doesn't have an actual law...
I thought there was. Mm-hmm. Doug, I have Deputy Hannon's cell phone number, if you'd like to have that and communicate with her.
I think I kind of stuck them on.
Right, because if the county would put up signs, that would be great.
Yeah, if we don't have to spend the money for it.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, now I'll be right. Okay, moving on. Let's see.
Can we hire Shane?
I'm having a few health issues, and Mike Holmes, we've been doing the majority of the numbering of the docs. Rich Malter used to help us.
But Rich will still help.
Pardon me?
Rich will still help.
Rich will still help.
Are you guys out there numbering them?
I want to start ASAP, you know what I mean, as soon as we can now. But I was wondering, like, if we can't get a hold, if Mike or I myself or Rich, because I think it's going to take, it takes at least two guys. You know what I mean, Mike, how long will we work it out? I mean, I did it one time by myself, but it was, you know, it was hard for me. But I know we hired Shane Francis for 20 hours, possibly to work with the grand office and that. And I just thought, until we finish this project, if we can get him to help maybe a few hours here and there when Mike's not available or I'm not available to help, that would be okay with the board.
Do we want to put a limit of time?
Well, he has a limit right now of 20 hours a week now.
Okay.
As long as it falls within that.
Yeah.
As long as it fell within that. I think that's what it was. Wasn't it for that?
You're saying he was hired?
Pardon me?
You say he was hired?
Mm-hmm. Well, no, he was just for the dam operators. We approved it a while ago.
When did that happen?
That was a while back. It was about maybe 6 months ago, I believe.
Yeah.
I don't remember that. Sorry.
Yeah.
Did you ever get a W-4 from him?
Well, he hasn't been put many hours in. He hasn't put many hours in.
Well, he hasn't put any hours in, because I don't know anything about it.
No, well, then he hasn't worked.
He
was supposed to work with Bobby on special things on the dam. Bobby was going to have a...
I didn't know anything about this.
No,
this is going to be my next question, because there was a couple of projects he was supposed to already be on and didn't show up to do, so he didn't have any hours.
Right.
But if he hasn't filled it, Bill doesn't even have his employment information.
I don't know anything about this guy.
He used to work at the launch.
He worked the launch, but I didn't know about this.
Oh, okay. I didn't realize you didn't know, because we did a...
He worked the launch.
He used to work the launch.
A little bit.
He worked one weekend, two weekends, not too long.
But I'm sorry, I didn't know about that you hired someone to back up the dam operator?
Well, he was going to help them.
Just be a helper. Carry stuff up and down.
Yeah, when they were going to repair the stairways and things
like
that.
Like downtown needs another hand and nobody else is around.
Yeah. Okay. I'm sorry. I didn't know you did that.
Okay, but I want to finish the numbering.
Yeah, okay.
I want to have it done before.
Just have him do a W-4. Ron, you can print one off for me. You want me
sure.
And another thing, Bill, is I emailed you this week, or I left a message on
your phone. I'm going to write the check. I'm going to write checks out tomorrow morning.
Okay, then I'll
send them. I'll send him a check.
Okay, very good. Okay, thanks. If you're going to be around tomorrow, he probably would like to pick it up, because he's been after me for the $50.
When did he do that?
He did that. That was when he removed Till's lift.
No, but when did he do it?
It had to be a month ago, anyway, because it was before the last meeting.
Yeah, right.
You know, there's still that bench in the shed at Dalton Beach that needs to be finished off. I mean, we've had it now, I think, going on the second or third year. It needs to be barothane coated.
The kid could do it.
Well, we had already talked about it. I brought it up when we talked about hiring it. There's one project you can get right on, it's painting that bench, because I'm not going to do it.
I'll talk tomorrow. I'll tell them tomorrow, and do we have to pay or anything?
No, nothing. Well, I'm going to go put it out on my own money?
No, no, Peggy, I just asked. I didn't know if you had any material.
I've got nothing. I don't know what they may have as supplies.
All right, what I could do is, Sunday, can I meet you down there, and you could show me everything?
Well, the launch operator should be there. The whole, it should be open. The bench is right inside.
All right, I'll go there.
It's all just raw wood when it was built. It just needs to get some finish on it so we can go outside.
Okay, now, what kind of paint did you want? Did you want like a stain or a brush?
No, it should be a weatherproofing, like a varathane. And it should have several coats.
Okay.
And dry between coats.
Right. Sand a little bit.
I don't know that it needs any sanding. It's the original rough wood. I'm not a wood finisher, so I don't know.
Okay.
All I know is just whatever came in when it was built by the kids in the county.
Okay, I'll take care of it. Okay.
You're right, it's not in there, but...
Okay, now this, the one fellow today, remember we seen the boat, Maggie? The boat that was sinking today?
Yeah.
Mike Holmes, you recall that?
Yep. Well, wait a minute, you got the dock, you got to remove the boats on Trail 1.
Okay, I'm sorry. Yeah, okay, they all belong to Warren Thomas. Those four boats out there, the fellow next to me was an older fella. He told me in the dock, and Gary told me that they believe they all belong to him.
Did anybody, did the letter go out to these people, and did anybody respond?
I don't believe the letter went out yet, but they all belong to Thomas. Gary looked up the number, the police officer, on the boat, and the last time it was registered was in 1995.
How many boats are we talking about?
We're talking about four little ones. They're all little canoes.
Well, the canoes in them wouldn't have any registration.
No, they don't have it. But the fellow next door, not next door, but the fellow on the dock right next to those, he said they all belong to Thomas.
Because Thomas, do we have that confirmed by Thomas? Because
we don't have it confirmed, but we could call Thomas.
Well, I would say...
We need to contact.
That contact, you know, if they're being...
No, we weren't going to take the boats. We were just going to... I want to contact them.
Well, anyway, I don't think, even though someone says, I mean, Joe Schmo could...
I understand.
...say it belongs to...
But Gary did look up the number on the one boat. Okay. Well, so, Nancy, if we could contact him tomorrow, possibly, and if you could let me know tomorrow, and if he said, you know, if he doesn't have a problem with us, if he would like to move him, it'd be better for us. But if we have to have Shane move him or, you know, someone else move him, we're going to have to charge him because we have to pay our, you know, we would have to pay. So if you want to notify him and see what he wants to do, I mean, we could give him a few weeks, we can give him a month to move the boats.
We need
to
confirm that they're his boats.
That's what we're going to do tomorrow.
If the one is only confirmed, we need to confirm that they're all his boats.
I understand. Okay. There's another boat that we were out on inspections today that the boater is in the water Rhonda, you called that day. You called this fellow today, and you could tell the story.
Well, he said he was aware, and what happened was he didn't know when drawdown was going to be last fall.
So what does that get
you? It wasn't well posted, and he didn't know, and he was in some other state. When he come back, his boat was sitting down in. That he's tried to get it out. He might try again. Otherwise, it's going to sit there until the water goes back down in the fall.
Well, I make a motion that we immediately call the DEC to have it removed because it is a hazard. He's got it chained to his dock. When we are kids and a boat gets filled with water, you get out there with a pail and start bailing and get the thing to float. I don't understand. The way he doesn't know when drawdown is to take the boat out, doesn't know, you know, what's he want the lake empty to get the boat out? Does he want the lake full to get the boat out?
He's very upset with the Lake District because he figures their lack of notification has damaged his boat.
Lack of notification is of what?
To draw down.
Oh, that's bullshit.
When did he notice his boat was? Did he notice it in January or something?
There is a motor on the boat.
There's a motor. The motor's underwater.
It's tilted
sideways.
Absolutely. That's why I make the immediate motion. We call the DEC, or the, you know.
How long has this man been here?
Billiard quite a long time. Years. Long time.
He knows when draw down is. Maggie, there's a motion on the floor to call the DEC and...
I second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye, if they'll do it.
Aye, well, Monday morning or run it, I don't know if the...
We really should have a salvage policy in place.
Why do I have to?
Do you have that written down, Nancy?
I'm not gonna be responsible.
Signature, secretary.
Okay, the launch fees, Dick and I are gonna work on that for the, you know, for the trailer parks and that, we discussed it tonight.
Oh, it's...
And notify them before.
And notify them before next year, so Dick and I are gonna work on it.
Well, and before we get to do that, you're gonna have to get Ryan and Abrasic and, you know, Brad, whoever they...
People are.
Who they have as tenants, because we don't know who those people are.
You are.
So you'll have to get some kind of, listings.
Well, Dick and I will work out all of that, we're gonna need, I'll work with Dick along. And I'm sure that we're gonna get a lot accomplished on that, and I think we're gonna raise some money for the district also in doing this properly. Because we've been talking about it for a couple years and we haven't done anything, but next year we'll have it done by next year. It'll be in place. Okay.
Did you want me to call the DEC?
Yes, call the DEC.
You have that other pontoon boat?
Oh yeah, that's right, there's another pontoon.
Over next to that long string and the dock gets heaved and twisted and fallen over?
And I called the sheriff on that, it's been there for quite a while.
Which pontoon boat is that?
By the...
It happened last year when the docks all came down the creek and everything, it happened at that time. It's right, almost up to the long pier coming out for the...
What area?
For the trailer park, for Mike's.
Oh, in that same area?
We were standing down there looking, you could see it. It was sitting right over there and the one that was sunk was right here. Probably 10 docks down. Almost in the corner of Mike's and the other people.
The people down in that area, because once they found out that we were down there and looked at it today, you know, word gets around quickly. I got a couple calls on it. I asked her about that pontoon boat and who that one belonged to, and she said that they thought that one was up and out of the water. Or salvage, you know, was either in a dock and a lift, but it was not...
They must have done it after 11:30 today, then.
I didn't see it today.
No, it was there today.
How come we didn't find out whose it was?
I don't know. I pointed it out. Maybe you weren't standing right there, but... It's been that way since last summer.
Since the storm.
Since the storm.
Well, that's what I mean, but here's another thing. I mean, Dave, a couple weeks ago, you had a boat that was sinking someplace.
And I called the sheriff.
You called the sheriff at the registration?
Yes, I did, and the sheriff said that they would go down.
Okay, our town cop can't run boat registrations?
I called the sheriff. I didn't go. I figured that they would take care of it, because they told me they would take care of it. I did. I definitely did call. Pardon me?
The sheriff could run faster.
Well, I'm just wondering, because sometimes if Gary's around, he can right there check on the number.
Right.
But we don't have the capabilities to run the numbers.
Oh, no, it has to be done by law.
It is. Yeah.
I couldn't have said...
But that goes back to like the guy with the jet ski, where you didn't have invisible numbers on. You got to have numbers to see who they are, what they are.
There's rules for placing the rules, too.
Yeah. Well, I know. There's no question.
Yeah.
Unless it's competition and the rules I don't know about, because all the sheriffs know them, so.
Okay, moving on to finance, Bill.
Yeah, I got this, all this paperwork taken care of to do that debit card and to open up a new account, and I had Rhonda sign this stuff tonight. But they want copies of minutes where this was approved.
Okay.
If they want to, the minutes to show that they approved opening the account and...
Who the authorized are, too? Do they need to know?
They just need to know that the commission voted on opening this account and getting a debit card. I'm not sure...
It should be in this last meeting.
Do you want to take care of this and just drop it off, or do you want to send me the minutes, and I'll send it in?
It should be in the last month, because that's when we...
Yeah, it was the one that was just approved tonight. I said to make a couple changes.
But just pass it down here, right?
Yeah, just take it to Teresa. Okay?
Okay, Teresa?
Sure.
Teresa.
Okay, this was the May 21st meeting.
You know, one comment I wanted to make, what you had said, Doug, was about probably, oh, heck, it's got to be about 8-9 years ago, there was a recommendation to put monitoring wells in the creeks. And at that time, you know, we decided to spend the money on that center pier for the two gates.
Yeah.
And as you know, we've been waiting for that grant from the state since, for a long time. And but that was looked into, and it was a recommendation, I believe, by Dam Safety. And the reason they recommended it was because our size dam and reservoir, the spillway is not wide enough. They said normally if that dam would have been built today, there'd have been a spillway on both sides.
Yeah.
Okay. And they said that
technically loose seconds isn't all that important.
Compensate for that we should put well or monitoring on the two creeks coming in. And again, we decided we didn't have the money to do that at the time. The center pier for the double gates was the priority. So, but that's a good suggestion. It probably should be done.
Yeah.
So. That's it for me.
Okay, open forum. Okay.
I found in here no swimming at the bridge by the public beach or jumping off the bridge. Town ordinance. And it's 9/10/93. I'm thinking that somewhere in there is the town ordinance was done earlier in the year, and then they added that later. I think I remember
reading that. That's what I'm reading it too. Now, where are you seeing it in that?
I just in our navigation rules. Just in the ad hoc. But
okay, I didn't read the ad hoc.
It's referring to the town ordinance, 9/10/93. Yeah, I think it was an add-on.
To that original. Yeah,
original. I remember reading it somewhere, and that's why it's in here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I have a cheap way of monitoring those creeks. Did you ever see Steve Beam in the creek in Genesee River down by Wellsville or Sile? When you go just past through Sile, there's an I-beam out there, and it's got measurements painted right on it. County or somebody buried it in there for reference.
Mm-hmm.
So all you gotta do is drive over there and look at where it is on the marks. You could tell elevations just.
Well, this thing they were talking about, it's right at the dam. They could tell. They could tell what the inflow is right at the dam while they're operating.
Right.
I said we had considered it, but.
Those are the ones at the USGS.
Yeah, they put it in for flood monitoring.
But they say you have to go through the USGS to place them, right? Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you, Doug, for all your work at Maggie and that the other one. I think you guys did a lot of research on that. Very good. Anyone else have anything at open forum?
What type of flow meters are you looking for, Bill?
The flow meters?
Yeah, what type?
You know what type of flow meter?
Yeah, well, because of the legal gas. You know something about them?
Yeah, I work with them all the time.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Well, you tell us.
Well, there's four or five different kinds that's available. You have radio control, sends out its own beacon. Then you have your wire type.
I think we're looking at the radio control type.
The radio control.
So that when our dam operators are. Yeah, they can get that information.
And they also have one that works off a satellite.
Address the needs until those are done.
What kind of money are we talking about? Do you know?
I would have to, that's, I was maybe going to miss comment. I would have to look into it. I'd have to talk to one of our technicians. And then I could probably get a price by your next meeting.
Okay, hey, would you? That'd be great.
I will do that for you.
Yeah, thank you.
How many are you looking at?
Three
for all three trucks?
Yeah.
You get a price on all three of them.
Okay, anyone else for open forum? Mike, I'll be willing, I'll be, if you want to start with Dr. Montgomery on Monday, is it sound good deal? Weather permitting?
Yeah.
All right.
I'm going to say Monday or Tuesday. All right,
well, we'll get together.
Rich said he wouldn't.
Okay, I didn't realize. I didn't
Someone
know.
Else came to me and said that.
Okay, that'd be great. I mean, if we don't need to hire help.
I think it was Wickham.
Oh, okay.
That's fine. He only went out, I think, the very first day.
Right, yeah, he did the very first day, right. I'd like to wrap it up this year. Okay, very good. All right, everyone, thank you for attending. I need a motion to adjourn.
Yeah, no, I want to get one more thing. Back to these billiards, I forgot that the same people that had kind of complained about the boat after we said that they were there. Apparently, there's a history. She gave me a copy of a letter where they're, I guess they comment, it says too much quote-unquote repair work on docks and decks below the line, and apparently that dock over there is, it's getting in rough shape, and there's some boards and things, so maybe the dock committee should just go over there and look at that whole situation, since he ain't cooperating.
Okay, now.
This is a district letter that came, and it's in his file from 1998.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay?
Sure.
So I'll make a copy of this so I can
Make a copy, and I'll take it, and I'll get the copy. Monday when we go out, we'll go check that dock first before we even start numbering.
Because he's got this boat. I mean, it's chained, and now she said they were there last weekend. Okay. There's really no reason why it should.
Why didn't they cut the chain when the water was out?
I don't know. That would be a question to ask him. Because he didn't know when the water was going out, right?
Well,
it had to go out eventually. I mean,
no kidding.
But it's been out till.
I mean, somewhere along the line, he had to go down there and said, "Oh my God, the water's out. My boat's hanging on the dock." And then he cuts the chain, and it's over with. Am I so oversimplifying this?
Some people are just a little too smart.
Jesus.
You're asking a lot, though.
Wow.
Yeah. Bail it out.
God almighty.
Did you ever get scheduled for it out?
Okay. Motion to adjourn.
I need a second.
I got a new second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, thank you.
I did the new calendar. I compared it to my old one. They had circle in the old one, and the new one, where it circles in the middle.
Oh, it coincides. Hey.
Oh, really?
I can't change that. Good enough. I was hoping that would happen, but it didn't. It's all done?
It's all. It'll go off on the air.
Okay.
It's on E or D or whatever it is.
Okay. Yeah, I told you the other day. Oh, okay, that's the one, right?
Yeah, that's the one. I think I brought it. Oh. This is the one I brought.
Okay, I think so.
Yeah, this one.
Yeah,
I know that he was going to talk about it.